Welcome to County Stadium in Milwaukee, for the game between the Kansas City Royals and the Milwaukee Brewers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Kansas City Royals. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Freddie Potek. Batting second. The second baseman, Cookie Rojas. Batting third. The center fielder, Amos Otis. Batting fourth. The first baseman, John Mayberry. Batting fifth. The DH, Hal McRae. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Jim Wolford. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Al Cowens. Batting eighth. The third baseman, George Brett. Batting ninth. The catcher, Fran Healy. Pitching for the Kansas City Royals, Paul Splitorf. For the Milwaukee Brewers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Bob Coluccio. Batting second. The shortstop, Robin Yount. Batting third. The left fielder, John Briggs. Batting fourth. The first baseman, George Scott. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Don Money. Batting sixth. The DH, Bobby Mitchell. Batting seventh. The catcher, Charlie Moore. Batting eighth. The right fielder, Rob Ellis. Batting ninth. The second baseman, John Vukovich. Pitching for the Milwaukee Brewers, Kevin Koble. And now, play ball. Freddie Potek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Potek hits a pop-up, foul, towards the right side of the infield. Vukovich settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Cookie Rojas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rojas hits a ball on the ground towards short. Yount scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis hits a fly ball into center field. Coluccio settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Royals nothing, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Bob Coluccio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coluccio hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount hits a line drive into right field. Cowens settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. John Briggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Briggs hits a fly ball into left field. Wolford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott hits a fly ball into center field. Otis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Royals nothing, and the Brewers nothing. The Royals will come to bat. John Mayberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayberry strikes out. Moore drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Mayberry out. One out. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae takes first base on ball 4. Jim Wolford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wolford hits a line drive into center field. Coluccio settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Moore settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Royals nothing, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Don Money is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Money hits a line drive into left field. Wolford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bobby Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is called out on strikes. Two outs. Charlie Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore hits a line drive into right field. Cowan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Royals nothing, and the Brewers nothing. The Royals will come to bat. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is called out on strikes. One out. Fran Healy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Healy hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Coble fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Freddie Patek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Patek is 0 for 1 in the game. Patek takes first base on ball 4. Cookie Rojas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rojas is 0 for 1 in the game. Rojas is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Royals nothing, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Rob Ellis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ellis strikes out. One out. John Vukovich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vukovich hits a fly ball into right field. Cowan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Coluccio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coluccio is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Coluccio hits a fly ball into right field. Cowan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Royals nothing, and the Brewers nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 0 for 1 in the game. Otis hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Royals. John Mayberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayberry is 0 for 1 in the game. Mayberry takes first base on ball 4. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. McRae takes first base on ball 4. Mayberry moves to second. Jim Wolford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wolford is 0 for 1 in the game. Wolford hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Mayberry scores. McRae moves to third. Wolford moves to second. It's 2-0, Royals. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens is 0 for 1 in the game. Cowens strikes out. One out. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 0 for 1 in the game. Brett hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Vukovich scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Fran Healy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Healy is 0 for 1 in the game. Healy hits a pop-up towards first. Scott settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Royals 2, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 0 for 1 in the game. Yount hits a ball on the ground towards short. Patek scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. John Briggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Briggs is 0 for 1 in the game. Briggs hits a fly ball into left field. Wolford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 0 for 1 in the game. Scott hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brett fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Royals 2, and the Brewers nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Freddie Patek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Patek is 0 for 1 in the game. with a walk. Potek hits a line drive into left field. Briggs settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Cookie Rojas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rojas is 0 for 2 in the game. Rojas hits a fly ball into left field. Briggs settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Otis hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Scott settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Royals 2, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Don Money is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Money is 0 for 1 in the game. Money hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brett fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bobby Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 0 for 1 in the game. Mitchell hits a line drive towards the mound. Split Orff reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Charlie Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 0 for 1 in the game. Moore hits a ball on the ground towards short. Potek scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Royals 2, and the Brewers nothing. The Royals will come to bat. John Mayberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayberry is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Mayberry hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-0, Royals. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 0 for 0 in the game. With two walks. McRae hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jim Wolford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wolford is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Wolford hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Moore fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Wolford. The throw from Moore and he is safe. Wolford steals second. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens is 0 for 2 in the game. Cowens hits a pop-up towards third. Money settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 0 for 2 in the game. Brett takes first base on ball 4. Fran Healy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Healy is 0 for 2 in the game. Healy hits a line drive into left field. Briggs settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Royals 3, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Rob Ellis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ellis is 0 for 1 in the game. Ellis strikes out. One out. John Vukovic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vukovic is 0 for 1 in the game. Vukovic hits a line drive into center field. Otis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Coluccio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coluccio is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Coluccio hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brett fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Royals 3, and the Brewers nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Freddie Potek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Potek is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Potek hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Coluccio. Potek reaches second base with a double. Cookie Rojas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rojas is 0 for 3 in the game. Rojas hits a ball on the ground towards short. Yount scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Patek moves to third. One out. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Otis hits a fly ball into right field. Ellis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Patek tags and scores. Two outs. It's 4-0, Royals. John Mayberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayberry is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Mayberry hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Moore settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Royals 4, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 0-for-2 in the game. Yount hits a ball on the ground towards short. Patek scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. John Briggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Briggs is 0-for-2 in the game. Briggs strikes out. Two outs. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 0-for-2 in the game. Scott hits a fly ball into right field. Cowan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Royals 4, and the Brewers nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and two walks. McRae strikes out. Moore drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws McRae out. One out. Jim Wolford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wolford is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Wolford hits a ball on the ground into right center field for a base hit. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens is 0-for-3 in the game. Cowens hits a ball on the ground towards third. Money fields it and throws to first for the out. Wolford moves to second. Two outs. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Brett hits a ball on the ground into right center field for a base hit. Wolford scores. It's 5-0, Royals. Fran Healy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Moore for a passed ball. Brett moves to second. Fran Healy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Healy is 0-for-3 in the game. Healy hits a line drive to right field. That will be extra bases. Ellis chases after the ball, picks it up, and throws towards Yount. Yount fumbles the ball. That's a double and an error on Yount. Brett scores. Healy moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 6-0, Royals. Jim Slayton now pitching. Freddie Patek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Patek is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double and a walk. Patek hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Money settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Royals 6, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Don Money is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Money is 0-for-2 in the game. Money takes first base on ball 4. Bobby Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 0-for-2 in the game. Mitchell strikes out. One out. Charlie Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 0-for-2 in the game. Moore strikes out. Two outs. Rob Ellis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ellis is 0-for-2 in the game. Ellis hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Money moves to second. John Vukovic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vukovic is 0-for-2 in the game. Vukovic hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Rojas scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Royals 6, and the Brewers nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Cookie Rojas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rojas is 0-for-4 in the game. Rojas hits a line drive into left field. Briggs settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 2 RBIs. Otis hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Moore settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. John Mayberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayberry is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Mayberry hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and 2 walks. McRae takes first base on ball 4. Mayberry moves to second. Jim Wolford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wolford is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Wolford hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Mayberry scores. McRae moves to second. It's 7-0, Royals. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens is 0-for-4 in the game. Cowens hits a ball on the ground towards short. Yount fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Royals 7, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Frank White now playing second base. Bob Coluccio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coluccio is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Coluccio hits a line drive into left field. Wolford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 0-for-3 in the game. Yount hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. White settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. John Briggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Briggs is 0-for-3 in the game. Briggs hits a fly ball into right field. Cowens settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Kansas City Royals, 7, and Milwaukee Brewers, 0. Goodbye from County Stadium in Milwaukee.